Master? Are you sure this is okay? I'm not sure that having me sit in your lap like this is, well, appropriate. No, I am quite fine with it myself, but surely this can't be ideal for you. Isn't it difficult to read your book with your arms wrapped around me like they are? Be that as it may, I highly doubt that my warmth makes up for the position we are in. Surely the feeling of me sitting on your thighs is making your legs tired? As strong as they may be, your legs can still get sore from my weight. I should get off of you now. I'm sure that... Master! You didn't have to do something so brash. If you had just told me to stay here, I would've. Of course, Master. Your word is my command, and I wish to fulfill your every order to perfection. I'm pleased to hear that. I long to serve you as best I can. Of course I do. Serving you is my greatest joy, and I always take pleasure in obeying your commands. Yes, Master? What do you wish of me? To come closer? But, Master, I'm already so close to you. My chest is practically pressed against yours. I suppose that, if it's what you wish, I can move closer. Like this, Master? Is this all right? I don't mean to question you, Master, but are you sure that this is what you desire? I'm all but pressed up against you. Of course not. If it's what you want, I'm happy to oblige. I do enjoy this. I will admit, I find myself excited when you give me orders like this. I enjoy being able to share physical touches with you. I do, yes. Your touch both relaxes me and enthralls me all in the same moment. I find myself longing for it for every second that we are apart. You spoil me, Master. There's no need to play with my hair so gently. If that's what you wish, then I would be pleased for you to continue. It feels so nice. My ears? You want to pet them? Are you sure? Well, because... Master, you know how I get when you touch my ears. They're very sensitive. I know that you enjoy that fact. But please, it's embarrassing. Yes, I know you enjoy how flustered I get when you touch them. You have made that very clear to me. No, I really enjoy it when you pet me too. It's just... Goodness, I make the most embarrassing noises when you touch me there. Yes, I know that you enjoy them. But that doesn't make it any less embarrassing for me. Whispering and begging for more like I do. It's so undignified. Especially since I'm doing it in your presence. That only makes you like it more? Master, you can't say brash things like that and never expect there to be any consequences. No, I don't suppose I will scold you for what you said. though you should really be careful about who you say such words to. Well, if I'm the only one who you talk to that way, then I guess you aren't at any risk. Is that truly what you wish of me? To pet my ears? Then yes, of course you may. But please be careful, won't you? You know how sensitive I am. Shoulder? Yes, master. Does it matter which shoulder I lay my head on? Ah, thank you. Yes, I'm ready. You may begin whenever it pleases you. No, master. Nothing is wrong. It's just as I said. My ears are very responsive to touch. You may keep going. Please ignore the noises I might make. It will just take me a while to get used to the feeling of having someone pet me like this. No, master. I haven't had anyone pet me since. Well, since the last time you pet me. It's not that. A few people have asked if they could play with my ears, but I refused those offers. Because I didn't want them to pet me, of course. The chances were low that they would have been as gentle as I needed them to be with such a delicate area. Besides that, you're the only one who I want to touch me. Truly, you're the only one who I want like this. You're the only one I trust enough for anything along those lines. I suppose I mean anything like... I suppose anything similar to what we're doing right now. You're the only one I want to see me in such a vulnerable state. I only want to share this type of intimacy with you, Master. Do you mean that? That you only want to be intimate with me? Master, I can't tell you how happy it makes me to hear that. You mean so much to me, and I'm glad that I'm important to you too. Yes, please. Keep petting me. It feels so good. Master? You stopped all of a sudden. Is something wrong? What are you doing? Master, you just kissed me. I mean, yes, but did you mean to kiss me like that, Master? With so much passion? No. I'm not opposed at all. I just hadn't thought you would want to engage in such activities with me. I can't quite say what I thought you would want to do with me. If I were to guess, I'd say that the most you'd want to do with me is to hold and pet me as you were. Yes, I enjoyed kissing you greatly. It was... God, it was heavenly. Your mouth felt so good, Master. I want you to... Could you do that again, Master? Please? I want to feel your lips against mine. And I believe that you want the same. Your hand, the one on my hip, you squeezed me so tightly, like you were trying to anchor us together. You want more, too, don't you? You want more of me? If you want me, you can have me. Please, kiss me again. I want more of you, too. I need more of you, Master. Please. Master, why did you stop? Please, more. I need more. A question? Of course, Master. What is your question? You want to pet my ears while we kiss? Yes, please. I'd like that a lot. Please keep petting me, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Oh, Master. That feels so good. I love the way you touch me. Yes, please. I want more. The way you kiss me. Please, I need you to keep kissing me. Right there, Master. Please, please keep petting me right there. So good. Master, you feel so good on my lips. That was... Master, that was heavenly. Kissing you. Master, can we do that again? Yes, that was... I loved it. I just need a moment to catch my breath and my thoughts. Oh, yes, I'm just fine. Though I appreciate that you asked. Well, now that I think about it, I suppose I am feeling a bit weird. Your body is so warm, and being so close to you is making me run warm too. Taking that fact, as well as the excitement of sharing such intimate acts with you, into consideration, I find myself in need of some rest. Thank you, Master. I appreciate your kind offer to reject my duties for the time being, though I plan to return to my duties as soon as possible. You're ordering me to rest? But, Master, there are many things that I need to get done today, and I don't want you to have to... Master, I must not. Yes, Master. I understand. Your orders are my only goals. And if you tell me that I am to rest, then I shall rest. Actually, Master, I have a question, if I could be so bold as to ask you. May I sleep here, in your lap? I feel so comfortable here, and I don't want to be away from you. Yay. Thank you, Master. Please wake me up if you should want for anything. Yes, even if it's just a kiss. Especially if it's a kiss, I'll say. It would be my pleasure to fulfill such a wish. Then I will be glad to fulfill my duties whenever you should wish. Until then, I shall be right here, beside you. My favorite place in the world. Thank you, Master. I'll see you again when I wake. Until then, I shall explore dreams in which we share more nights just like this one. They may not compare to the real thing, but it shall hold me over until I am awake more and can kiss you again. See you soon, Master.
I don't know why I'm having a giggle fit while recording this outro, but hello, everyone. Before I begin, let me just say thank you to Chris the Nonsense and Dan Gaining Fan 2846 for the supers given last week. And thank you to Angry Frog King, Iron Colt, Captain Zeke, Buddy, Rock and Steel, Max, Michi Makai, Ryu, King Quasar, and The Unknown for joining my Patreon. I appreciate your generosity, and I hope you enjoy my collection of audios that I've made over the years. The author who made this audio, named Soft Like Static, really did a good job, I think, because it triggered something in my brain that is difficult to do without it being done by a certain person. When I first picked up this audio and read it aloud, I didn't realize how borderline lewd it really was. Even the author brought it up in like the, you know, around the summary area. Like, hey, even they were shocked about how close it was getting into a certain territory. But I gave it the benefit of the doubt because, you know, I deal in a lot of spicy stuff. So, you know, it's a matter of opinion what is considered spicy and isn't to certain people. Now, because I imagine our bunny girl being sweet and fragile, I wanted to make my voice sound softer and gentler than it usually is. While I was recording this, you know, all was good. You know, I was in the zone. I was in the mindset of the bunny girl. You know, she likes being pet. You know, she likes the attention. Now, when I started editing it, though, that's when everything started to hit me. You know, the words I was saying, the submissiveness of my own voice. That combined made my cheeks start to burn from blushing. And honestly, the thought of all of that is making my cheeks become noticeably hot again. You know, like it's getting warm to the touch. It is, honest to God, safe to say that I'm going to be in the subby mindset for the rest of the week. That's how much of an impact the audio had. Like, my face is legit burning. And you already know YouTube is going to hate the kissing that was done in this video and demonetize it on the spot. I can bet you, I can guarantee it. But hey, you know, the script was too good to pass up. And also, I promised it to you guys. You did the poll, you answered, you get what you ask for. So, hey, I honestly loved it. I don't care if it was monetized or not. That was a fantastic script. That was amazing. Congratulations, by the way, to Zena Alexander, also known as Messed Up Stories, for reaching 15k subscribers yesterday. We all know she could do it, without a doubt. And if I was a betting woman, which I'm not, I would bet on her reaching 20K before the end of the year. It is so achievable. She's putting in the work. She took a break. And she is like a train that just will not stop, you know, just... I love what she does. The content she makes is amazing, and she can pump it out so quickly. It is awe-inspiring. So, thank you for all your lovely support to us, Zena and I, and all the other VAs that you listen to. And I hope to talk to you all next time. Have a good day or night. Bye!